Worldwide, a child is diagnosed with cancer every 3 minutes. Today, February 15, 2021, is observed globally as the International Childhood Cancer Day to raise public awareness about childhood cancer and drum up support for children and adolescents with cancer, survivors and their families. This is Awani Podcast with me, Melissa Fernando. According to the World Health Organization, approximately 400,000 children and adolescents aged from birth to 19 years old are diagnosed with cancer each year. The WHO Global Initiative for Childhood Cancer aims to improve outcomes for children with cancer around the world. The goal is to give all children with cancer the best chance to survive, to live full and abundant lives. This day is not just a campaign to raise awareness, but also to express support. Here's Dr. Muralidharan, the Managing Director for the National Cancer Society Malaysia, an NGO who plays a vital role in raising public awareness to minimize cancer in Malaysia on the prevention, screening and early detection of cancer. Dr. Muralidharan, tell us about the significance of this day.
International Childhood Cancer Day is a day where we come together and commemorate childhood cancer and the problems faced by children who have to live with cancer, as well as their families and their caregivers who also have to struggle through this disease. This year, the theme for International Childhood Cancer Day is Through Our Hands, meaning that childhood cancer will only do better with all of us hand in hand working together in order to fight the disease.
So how has NSE helped in the struggle of childhood cancer throughout Malaysia?
The National Cancer Society of Malaysia remains committed to the struggle of childhood cancer and helping children with cancer throughout Malaysia. What does the society do in regards to this? One, through our pillar, education, we continuously strive to work towards making more and more Malaysians aware, especially younger Malaysians, towards the risks posed by cancer in children and especially how to reduce the risks of children from getting cancer now in their childhood and as well as when they become adults. In addition to this, we also provide a lot of support in terms of helping children with cancer who are underprivileged by supporting them financially through their journey, as well as providing them with a place to stay whenever they travel from anywhere in Malaysia to receive treatment in a tertiary pediatric oncology hospital, especially the Women and Children's Hospital in Kuala Lumpur. Through our Children's Home of Hope, we have continued to serve children with cancer for more than 20 years. In addition to this, we have also expanded our support services towards children with cancer by providing them with play therapy services and also dietetic services. And we're now expanding to provide caregiver support for families of children who are living with cancer all throughout Malaysia.
But how do we empower individuals and those affected with cancer? What sort of awareness the organisation aims to create? How can our society play a part?
This year, what can we do to help raise awareness for International Childhood Cancer Day? Simple. Help us shout out about International Childhood Cancer Day. Together with our partners, Childhood Cancer International and the International Society of Pediatric Oncology, globally, we are launching the Tree of Life program. The Tree of Life program or campaign involves you going to our website at www.cancer.org.my and helping share the story of the Tree of Life, and we would extremely be happy if you would put on your hands in order to support this, the growth of this tree of life. Your support, be it in terms of helping share these messages and creating more awareness for children with cancer in Malaysia, or helping donate to us and support us to help support these children, is always helpful and much needed.
Thank you for your time, Doctor, and the National Cancer Society of Malaysia.